All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. This is Grimm's Comics Corner with Lady Death. Now, this isn't quite in the order, because apparently I'm supposed to read Reckoning, and we'll get to that. Not Reckoning, but Resurrection. What we are reading right now is Lady Death Reckoning, which is the very beginning for Lady Death. Well, aside from, you know, Evil Ernie, where she was introduced. But we will read the rest of the... we start Resurrection. And after we get done with Resurrection, we're going to roll right into the rest of Lady Death as well. So be on the lookout for that. It's a bit late, so we're just going to go through it and have a little fun. And is what it is. Okay. Lady Death the Reckoning. A tale of dark destiny told in three parts. Chapter 1, Twilight of Innocence. Chapter 2, Descent into Hell. And Chapter 3, Death's Queen Rising. Creator writer Brian Polito. Artist Stephen Hughes. Colorist Jason Jensen. And letterer is Patrick Owsley. Okay. This is 93. No, 94. Okay. Dedication to my sissy Sue and my inspiration to my bro JR, my champion. Brian Polito. To Amber and Samantha, who keep me on track with my continuity and catch my little mistakes and who are among my harshest critics. This is for you, Snookums. Stephen Hughes. To Mom for the love and support, and to Dad for the gift, Jason Jensen. Okay, Lady Death. Wow, look at that badass sword. Awesome, right? To know her story is to know a woman cursed, but to watch over her, one should never know. Steamy, remote, elegant. No one can know the glory I feel as each and every one of them die. Such sweet revenge. I've waited an eternity for this time to come. She's the queen of all that is dead and dying. The incomparable, unforgettable Lady Death. All this death and destruction, it calms me. One day all life on this planet will cease and finally my endless suffering will end. All because of you, my young champion. All because of you, evil Ernie. Who dares? Lady Death? M'lady, I did not mean to frighten you. Frighten me? Fear? I don't know the meaning of the word, you imbecile. Then again, there was a time when I did. I was a young girl then. How long ago it seems. 10 years ago today, you died, Mother. You were the lucky one. I envy you. Lord knows what he'd do if he found me here. Oh, excuse me. I don't know if we're supposed to roll with this. Because usually I go from here to this panel. Let's see. It said, you don't have to be near him. Thank God he is away on one of his bloody campaigns. Lord knows what he'd do if he found me here. Oh no. Hope, you disobedient bitch. I've ordered you not to come here, girl. You've tried my patience one time too many. Matthias, father, please, I mean no harm. I only wanted to be with her. She is dead, girl, and you will join her if you continue to disobey me. Forgive me, Lord, but I wish this man, my father, was dead. Silence, memories. My memories haunt me. Fulu Fashoom. Lord Matthias. Greetings, loyal people. We have won yet another campaign. My son, where is he, Lord Matthias? I regret to say your sons died in battle, but do not worry. They will be hailed as noblemen. It is always this way. When will it end? When there are no more men left to wage Matthias's infernal war. Mark my words, all of you. Lord Matthias is in league with demons. Later that night. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. I conjure thee here before me, invisible shadow. I call to thee, illuminators of darkness, destroyers of light, I call to thee. By the name which I was given, I ask thy gate to open. Open to me. Yes, feed on the souls of my fallen soldiers, lords of the dark ways. Feed well. You are true to your words, Matthias. With these souls, we shall build an army to vanquish Lucifer himself. Your loyalty will secure you a place among the princes of hell. O Lord in heaven, away, girl. Feed like the bloated pigs you are. You think me to be your slave, that I desire a place among you? We'll soon see who rules in hell. Was last night real? Was my father truly conjuring demons? Nonsense, it must have been a nightmare. I believe my father's mad parade was a nightmare, yet I never forgot his words as he conjured his demon partners. Those few words and my memory of them would later lay the groundwork for my undoing. When do you go back to the university, Niccolo?
I don't. My father doesn't believe in learning. He thinks I am asking for trouble. I believe he's right.
How so?
I'll give you an example. The Black Plague is all around us. Thankfully, it has never come to our town. Priests and doctors cure plague by bleeding the patient, but it's a useless practice. According to recent Arab texts, you must lance the swellings and allow the infection to breathe.
But bleeding is the Christian way to healing.
Exactly. Everything else is absolute heresy.
Don't you see? Excuse me, do you see?
This is not a time for things that are new. Trust me, Hope, but enough of that. We didn't come here to learn medicine, my love. Our time together, Niccolo and I, was brief.
Months later. Prepare, we are off to war. Gather the men, folks. But sir, he is my only son. We all must make sacrifices to the realm. Come, boy, we have men's work to do.
Father, no!
Don't you ever cross me in front of the peasants. Don't you ever!
We go.
Bout had it with Matthias. He's a lout. His daughter ain't no better.
Niccolo!
I should have thought about my father's actions. I should have remembered the nightmare. I was naive. I did not know Matthias's true intent, sacrificing the townsmen. My only friend during that cold winter was Agnes, a maid at the castle. The other townspeople refused to associate with me. It was a rare and happy time, away from Matthias, away from his brutality.
The power, the glory, yes, the ebb and flow of the fallen life, it's glorious!
Do you hear me, princes of darkness? Do you?
Winter gives way to spring.
Matthias! Niccolo! Where is my boy?
Be calm, good people.
I don't see him.
Where are our sons, Matthias? Where is my boy?
Your sons are gone, but they gave their lives so that you may have these riches.
Where is he? Where is Niccolo?
He tries to buy us, the bastard. If I could, I would stab him, but his soldiers... Soon, I think Matthias must answer for his deeds.
Niccolo!
He was useless to us and the first to die.
Niccolo, dear Lord, please deliver us. Take us away from all of this.
Rats?
The rats were a sign. I should have known, but my mind was clouded. Clouded by darkness.
Now, what do we have here? Who's leaving rubbish in front of old Agnes's door?
Fiao, unholy creature!
I considered ending it all. I dreamed of dying. The warm embrace, the silence.
First he stole my mother, then Niccolo. What was left for me in this life?
Despair.
Dear Lord, what is it, woman?
Matthias had brought the darkest gift.
Excuse me. They didn't know. I didn't know. The plague was spread by fleas infesting the rats.
Matthias had brought the darkest gift. Coupled with the chilling rains of spring, it wasn't long before the town succumbed. News came that Agnes was deathly ill from plague.
There's little more we can do, Father Herman.
Dear Sister Agnes, she is lost to us. She's in God's hands now, Father Orbic.
My lady, Hope, it is late.
I came to see Agnes. How does she fare?
Not well, child. Not well.
Agnes, please, Agnes, don't leave me. I am so alone. I will be lost without you.
Plague, child. It's plague.
Bleeding is useless. You must lance the swellings.
Get control of yourself, girl. Bleeding is tried and true.
Don't you understand? She is my only friend.
Agnes, I'll stay with you. I'll make you all right. I will. I'll make you all right.
This is unchristian. I command you to stop this second. Don't come near her. She is possessed.
night relinquishes and gives way to day. I told you I would help you, Agnes. I told you you would get better. You are a godsend child. Witch! Human! Fools! As if my suffering weren't enough. They plan to steal what little pleasure I had. Off with his head, I say. Hear, hear! We must stop this travesty at once. We are all dying. Soon it will be too late. The witch and her father must die. This is God's will. You, sir, are Matthias's chief. See that this is put into tonight's meal. Later that night. I am not hungry. Get this slop away. Father Orbic, what is happening? I am sorry, Agnes. Lucifer has ruled our town long enough. That's right, princes of hell. Take these soldiers, my soldiers. Matthias, your time has come. I will control the power. I will use it to control Lucifer. I will be the lord of hell. Where is he? He's in here. Look, demons. I can feel your hatred. Good. Hate is what I need to pass to the next plane. Quickly, before he wills the demons to kill us. Bah, I don't need demons to do my work. Die! Ugh. Ha ha ha, I thank you all. I'm coming home. He's gone. It wasn't long before they found me cringing in a corner. Fear. How pathetic. For sins of your father and sins of your own, you will die tonight. Burn the witch! Burn! Burn! My mundane life as a helpless little girl was about over. Little did I know that death would be the least of my problems to come. Next issue, Descent into Hell. Lady Death. Yep, that is her on a throne. Beautiful artwork. How could I save myself? The single image that came to me was frightening beyond belief. Dear Lord, what do I do? I am sure to die. Burn, witch, burn! Was the incantation a dream? Or was it real? I conjure thee here, invisible shadow. I call to thee, illuminators of darkness, destroyers of light. I call to thee. By the name which I was given, I ask thy gate to open. Open to me. Burn, burn, witch, burn! Dear Lord, I tried to help these people. I never harmed anyone. This is my thanks. To live, I'm left with no choice. I conjure thee here, invisible shadow. I call to thee, illuminators of darkness, destroyers of light. I call to thee by the name which I was given. I ask thy gate to open. Burn! Open to me! You wish to enter our dark domain? Yes! She is so young and innocent. You must renounce your humanity. You must pledge your soul to hell. If you do this, we'll take you away. I will. I renounce my humanity. Very well, child. In the name of the Father and the Son and the... Excuse me. That was a little too demonic. In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Ghost. It seemed a simple bargain. Surely it was my only escape. I craved life. That was my sin. But in the life I led, I knew only pain and suffering. I believed I was being delivered. Yet it was to hell I traveled to live among the eternally damned. Where am I? Where can I possibly be? Ha, ha, ha! It is the spawn of our Lord! Get away, you horrible creatures! Silence! Greetings, my love. So glad you could join us. Our Lord is expecting you. Oh no, Niccolo, no! Now get in line with the rest of the slaves. You do not listen? Then you will learn! Slunk! Aye! No, it can't be. It is my home, my father's castle. You remember our glad times together, Hope? You remember our careless days by the pond? How sweet it all seemed back then. It was all a lie. Matthias showed me the true path. I was the first to die in his last crusade. He sacrificed his soldiers to the princes of hell. They were planning to overthrow Lucifer himself. Yet upon his arrival, Matthias stole their power. Even now he gathers a great and final army. We shall soon see who rules hell. Stand before me, girl. I tolerate disobedience from no one, least of all my daughter. Father! I am more than your father now. The princes of darkness lack the tyranny, the vision. I have absorbed their essences. I will command the power of Lucifer. Look around you as my army grows. Now bow before me. Sweetheart, let me help you. Mother? Did I ever tell you you were born did I ever tell you the day you were born I cried? Not out of joy, out of hatred! You stole my freedom. You were a mistake, Hope. I never, ever wanted you. No, you lie, demon. My mother loved me. Don't you dare cross me. I died because of you. It's all untrue. Mother, please. Listen to me, all of you. I gave this ungrateful creature a life. Now I take it. Any who opposes me will suffer the same fate. You have served your purpose well. Excuse me. You have served my purpose well, child. In your last living moments, know well that your mother, whom you so cherished, rued the day you were born. That's a lie. Be gone, daughter. I don't know how long I lay there. It must have been eons. Why was I sentenced to this existence? Was that truly my mother? I wanted to die, but how could I? I was already dead. My memories haunted me, clouded my reasoning. Then he came. I take it you know of me. Lucifer, your hatred for Matthias is a power here. Power matches desire. Matthias intends to oppose me. I can give you the power to defeat him. What is your answer, girl? I had been a puppet for too long. So be it. Rah! Slam! Rah! Away! You hear me? Rah! Come on! Come on! Slip! Slip! My newfound pets and I wandered the landscape. All we saw was destruction. It must have been Matthias's doing. Strangely, I felt refreshed and at home with our fiery surroundings. A newfound emotion was overcoming me. Vengeance. I was blind to all my emotions except this one. As I looked at the devastation around me, I was appalled. Not by the genocide, but by my complete lack of concern for the dead. I felt nothing for them. They didn't survive, and it was their own damn fault. Slave of Matthias, why do you remain? There's no one left to slay here. Arrgh! You say Matthias did this? I intend to destroy Matthias. Ha ha ha. Matthias is near omnipotent, and you are nothing but a powerless little girl. I am Cremator, blacksmith to the lords of hell. I wield considerable power. This village was my home until Matthias' army destroyed it. I lost everything, yet I dare not cross him. How could you possibly conceive of destroying him? Matthias is my father, coward. Excuse me, he says, how could you possibly conceive of destroying him? Then she says, Matthias is my father, coward. If I have learned one thing while in hell, it is desire equals power. Quackadoom! And I am my father's daughter. Curious. Cremator, I command you to forge a sword for me, and with that sword I will vanquish my father. It will be done. Lucifer, today we learn who rules hell. You've divided my kingdom, Matthias. It is time for a new dynasty. It is time, a new reign of absolute evil. Indeed. Okay, he's saying another thing. It is time for a new dynasty. It is time for a new reign of absolute evil. Indeed, let the gambit begin. Ah! You've grown weak, Lucifer. Your power diminished. You forget, Matthias. Lucifer is the prince of lies. Aye! Clang! Splat! Lucifer had this maid for his lover, Purgatory, but she disappeared eons ago. You may find it useful. Wushoom! It's perfect. You know it. You will feel it, Lucifer. You will die this day. Never. It's absolutely perfect. King Whoosh! You are beneath my notice, pathetic creature. Die! Your cape, m'lady. Your power is mine, Lucifer, mine! Your sword, m'lady. I am Lord of Hell. Matthias, your daughter, yet lives. Address me as Lord Matthias if you value your existence. Yes, Lord Matthias. All hope is gone. All that is left is death. Excuse me. All hope is gone. All that is left is death. Call me Death. Lady Death. And by all that is unholy, my father will die this day. Follow me, demons and ghouls, sorcerers and murderers. Follow me, all of you, for I have a daughter to kill. Next, the finale. Death's Queen Rising. Lady Death. Look at that. Amazing cover. Look at the coloring. Just amazing stuff. I was told you survived, Hope. We are here to put an end to that. Thord, my demons. Don't call me Hope, Father. Hope is gone. Call me Death. Lady Death. Cremator, attack! With pleasure, m'lady. You weren't content with murdering my mother, were you? You had to drag me into your madness. You beat me. You tortured me. You stole all I cherished and you believed it would break my spirit. You forget, Lord Matthias, I am my father's daughter. And this day you die! Silly child, there is more going on here than meets the eye. Vanished? You run, Matthias. Ha ha, the great Matthias, a coward! Lucifer's domain. Silly child, why should I dirty my hands? You try to destroy me, demon? I pity you. Feel the hellfire, demon. Feel the hellfire, cremator, blacksmith to the lords of hell. Grrr. Send your armies, Matthias. It won't matter. It won't matter because I'm coming. Pray, Matthias. Pray to whatever god you hold dear, for none of your armies will protect you from me. Hope, please. I mean you no harm. Hope, please remember our time together. Niccolo, my love. As I thought, a phantasm. Hope, is that you? Mother? Mother? M'lady Death, no! Mother, oh mother, after all these years, I can't believe I found you. I know the pain you've endured. You still have far to go on your journey. All is not what it seems. How did you come to hell so effortlessly? Silence! What do you mean, mother? She knows nothing! How did Matthias conquer the princes of hell so effortlessly? We did that already. No, she did say that. How did Matthias conquer the princes of hell so effortlessly? Silence! Hope! We're all pawns to the truest of all evil! Silence! Mother, no! Mother! She's lost to me again. You've shown me the road I must follow, Mother. Follow me, there's death to be done. Ah, the corruption of innocence has such a sweet smell. Shuck, shuck, shuck. Who dares? Woom! Prince of lies, you will pay. You stole my life. Stop hiding in my father's form. You're not my father. Show yourself. No, I am not your father. But don't pity him. Matthias's actions were his alone. I only allowed him to play out his little drama for my own amusement. You stole my life for your amusement? She destroyed my mystical veil. Impossible. This rod must end. Be gone, Matthias. I've got you, girl. Father. I'll choke the life from you. Slice. Never. Boom. M'lady. Ha, ha, ha. Why, Lucifer, why? Because I could. My challenge was to take an innocence so pure and filled with light and make it a child of darkness. The seeds of hate cultivated by your father provided the perfect harvest. Welcome to the fold, dark child. I want my life back. Naturally, that is within my means. However, it is out of the question. No! Slurf! Ungrateful whelp! How dare you strike me! Crack! You will endure agony few have imagined! Ching! King! Beg for my forgiveness! Never! Yeah! Ha! 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 Foolish child! There is no stopping what can't be stopped! Blink! You made a fatal mistake, deceitful one. You told me in hell desire equals power. Yeah! Yes, you made me, Lucifer, but you made me too well. There's nothing I desire more than an end to your existence. I give you this last chance. Give me my life back. Never! I curse you as long as the living walk the earth. Very well. I desire your power. You will never, ever return home to earth. Never return? So be it. For soon. If the living must die so I may return to earth, then they will die. Crack, 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 crumble, crumble. Okay, we get it. And I shall have their graves waiting. Such is the destiny. Such is the curse of Lady Death. And so my story goes. Finn. Discover how a beautiful young woman named Hope is transformed by insurmountable odds and tragic circumstances into Lady Death, the ravishing seductress of the netherworld. Set in the Middle Ages during the time of the Black Plague and journeying to hell itself, The Reckoning is a rich tale of dark destiny. Chaos. Wow. That was pretty fucking cool. I liked that. More of that, please. So, we're definitely gonna do more of this, and stay tuned. We also have the lingerie stuff, which I think some of you are interested in. So, we'll do that. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Comics Corner with Lady Death.